Sunday, December 22nd. When we got home from church this morning, it was snowing like crazy, and by noon we had gotten a total of 4 inches. As far as I was concerned, it was the perfect weather to curl up in front of the fireplace and sip hot cocoa with marshmallows. But no, my parents forced me to go outside in near blizzard conditions for the stupidest reason. They wanted to build a snowman for Brianna. Mom got all excited and said it would be a wonderful project for family sharing time, but I already knew it was going to be a major disaster. It was Dad's bright idea to make a life-size snowman. He was off to a really good start as his snowball grew bigger and bigger and bigger. Then, unfortunately, he lost control of it on a hill. Dad. Eek! So, are we having fun yet? Well, there was good news and bad news. The good news was that Brianna ended up with a life-size snowman just like Dad had promised her. But the bad news was that Dad was the life-size snowman. After he ran down that big hill, he dived headfirst into this huge snowbank. Then his snowball landed right on top of him. Crunch! OMG! It took us 10 minutes just to dig him out. And by the time we got to him, he had new frostbite on top of the old frostbite he'd gotten from the snowblower fiasco. I felt so sorry for him, especially since he was run over by that snowball while trying to do something nice for Brianna. I just hope Dad isn't traumatized and suffering from some weird illness like snowmanophobia. At this point, I don't think we're going to be building any more snowmen anytime soon. Thank goodness. Which allows me even more free time to curl up in front of the fireplace, drink hot cocoa with marshmallows, and write in my diary. I almost forgot. I still need to go shopping and buy a few more presents. I've decided to give Brandon a Christmas present, too. He's such a sweetheart. I just have to figure out something he'd really like. Maybe a gift certificate for a romantic spaghetti dinner for two at Giovanni's?